Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And she mentioned that she would be inclined, as I remember it, to shoot a projectile at a drone if she felt that she was threatened by that drone flying over her farm in Australia, if she had a device or a tool to do that, of which she is not allowed to have by the government corporation in Australia. David is with us in Illinois. David, your thoughts about drones?
Yeah, I don't know how, if you researched some of the drones. When you first started finding drones popping up, now these drones were a lot larger, so they're obviously government study drones, you know, test drones on our own soil. And people were noticing them in places like Colorado, Nevada. And they were actually, I remember seeing some statements from counties saying they were going to get bounties for people shooting them down. But it was amazing because the FFA and the government came right out really quick and responded, no, you're not shooting these things down. They wouldn't admit that they were theirs, but by golly, they weren't going to let you do anything to them. And they kind of, in my opinion, they kind of told on themselves, you know. But, yeah, they were actually, I don't know if you remember that.
Sure, I do. And I remember a sheriff saying, you don't want to shoot these things down. So these things are so expensive. I mean, the average John Q. villager is not going to be able to buy a 6-foot wingspan drone. That's not going to happen, especially a whole fleet of them. So it's either somebody very wealthy or a government corporation or a government contract that is funding these things.
Now,
so
when he,
government.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When he was at this, those classified group, it's a group of bays, not one base. Everybody tries to say it's one. But he was telling me about the objects that were there. Everybody, it's amazing because when I talk about what was in there, they're like, oh my God, they're UFOs. They're UFOs. No. I don't, my opinion is they're unmanned drone testing. They were, you know, researching them there and, he wouldn't tell me exactly what he thought. He told me what they were. He just said, when you see these things flying overhead, he said, I carry a gun all my life for the government. He said, I realize there's not a darn thing I can do when I had to see those things and I had to guard that hangar. You know, and in my opinion was they were drones. I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, but obviously they've been working on them and he, you know, some
David,
kid ain't gonna get no easy drone.
If you saw one flying over your property, what would you do?
Honestly,
you feel threatened?
I've been under around in these government people, and that all my life I was told that we would never be free. I would until the day the two of us are dead. So there's nothing to show that's. I would love to see what freedom is like. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. I'm used to it. There's nothing I can really do about it. If I did actually feel really threatened, would I take action against it if it were to harm the lady of the house or one of my dogs? Yeah, I would act appropriately for that at that situation at that time. 'Cause that's my primary goal in life is to protect the others in my home, period.
Well, you're the head of the household. That's what you are.
And I tell you
Gwyneth
something real quick.
Head of her household, and
everybody in this household has an opinion. and an equal opinion. Uh-huh. So I know right. I heard some of the heated discussions in the past, and I'm shocked.
You're talking about yesterday.
I had to keep the lady of the house away from the phone.
I was just going to mention that. I was literally listening to the podcast of that as I was cooking my dinner tonight, and I had some thoughts. Should I say my thoughts now, Vincent?
Absolutely, absolutely.
On what happened yesterday with Robert from Kansas. Okay. Now, I am a female head of household, okay? The buck stops with me. There's no man here, but I think that if any man came in thinking that he could dominate and control me, he would have another thing coming. I would not agree to that, and I would not allow myself to be dominated. Now, I was married. I was happily married. I had a marvelous, wonderful marriage, okay, to an amazing guy. And that was my Archie. But guess what? We worked together as a team. He was not into dominating me. And I was not into dominating him. We worked together. We were like one person working in two bodies. So, and we had cell phones, and when we would go to the shopping mall, for example, to get groceries or whatever, we would say, okay, well, I've got to go and get this, this, and this, and you're going to go and get something else and something else that you need to work on for that project. So I'll meet you in the food court in an hour's time, all right? Yeah, all right, okay. Well, we would go our separate ways, and then we would meet up in the food court after an hour or whatever, and we would have a coffee, and we would talk about the things that had gone on, and then we would go home. That is God's intention for marriage, as far as I can tell. Not that the woman be dominated.
Gwyneth, what was...
If you read the scriptures closely, that's the curse. God cursed humanity in the Garden of Eden because Eve ate the fruit, okay? And Adam was not deceived. He ate the fruit because he couldn't stand the thought of an eternity without Eve. Is probably about the best preaching that I've ever heard on the Garden of Eden, that we've got to get away from this idea of, you know, woman wanting to dominate men and men wanting to dominate woman. When a man and a woman are in a marriage together, they have to work together and they have to be in agreement. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, that's what happens right here on the farm.
Yeah.
Mrs. Finelli has an equal vote, as our children have an equal vote, as I have an equal vote. However, I am the head of the household. I'm not a dictator. I want everyone's opinion, and logic will prevail. Logic will prevail every time. And if there is a... if there's an inability to make a decision, which never happens, but if there were, I would override and say, here's what we're going to do. Because rather than being in gridlock and doing nothing, we'll probably do something. Okay? And so I feel that as the man of the house, I feel that it's my job to lead. However, I don't do anything in a vacuum. And I wouldn't even consider buying a quart of paint for the house without Mrs. Finelli's input and agreement. So if we've always agreed, okay? And that helped, and that's by design. I've known her for a very long time, since fourth grade. And because of that, we have, we grew up with similar socioeconomic values. We see things the same way, and there's hardly ever any disagreement, hardly ever. So because of that, we don't have a lot of problems, if any. And I absolutely value her opinion. And I would not say that, well, she's second-class citizen, because she's not. She's not. And it's half hers. It's half hers.
Yeah.
So in your case, Gwyneth, there is not a man right now. And so you're in charge. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I think you might have heard a visceral reaction to comments about women yesterday. Is that what you heard from me? I really didn't like what I was hearing.
No.
And I felt I was being attacked. And I got to tell you, class, you may not know this about me, but I'm very protective of our instructors and of our students. And when we are attacked, I come out swinging, absolutely swinging. And I told Robert that if I understood him to say that I was evil and Rich Sheban was evil, he was done, that's it, period, gone, never to come back. I was livid. That's what you heard, right, Gwyneth?
That's right, yep.
Mm-hmm. And just to cinch that point, there was a guy who has a network. He still has a network. And we were on that network. This is not Republic Broadcasting. It's a different network. I didn't even want to mention this guy's name. But he demanded that I attack Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I said, absolutely not. Nope. I'm not doing it.
That's
I was very protective
right.
of Rick. And this was years ago. And this guy gave me a hard time. And I said, are you saying that the problem is Rick Miller? Is that what the problem is? Because we're airing on your network? Is that you're taking this broadcast and rebroadcasting it? Is the problem Rick Miller? Is that what you're saying? Well, yeah. Okay. Take us off your network. That was it. That was it. That's how I resolved it. So I cut our potential class size down because I would not allow this guy to try to put me into a position where I would attack Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I would not do it. So I'm protective of our class. I'm protective of David. I'm protective of Gwyneth and all the other instructors. And let me give you just one other example since I'm doing this. So one day, I decided to go to the National Association of Broadcasters convention. I was hoping to meet Art Bell when he was still alive. I didn't know how to have an invitation. I didn't know if he was going to be there, but I wanted to see what it was like. I had a couple of years under my belt as a broadcaster, and I just wanted to see. So I went out to Las Vegas years ago. And I asked Captain John Reagan to sit in my seat with the regular Monday instructor. There's another guy who was a regular instructor on Mondays. I'm not even going to mention his name. He did financial reporting. And so I asked Captain John. He said, good. I asked the instructor. He said, good. I gave them each other's phone numbers and email addresses and said, you guys and talk about what you're going to talk about ahead of time. I gave it to him several days ahead of time. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back from this break. And you'll see that some things to me are black and white. Real easy to figure out. You might be surprised at what I'm going to tell you, but I don't have time to tell you before the break. And then we'll continue on with Gwyneth and David's thoughts. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth's with us. David's with us. And so what happened was I was going to the National Broadcasters Convention, National Association of Broadcasters in Las Vegas, and I asked Captain John Reagan to fill in for me. Now, Captain John Reagan at that time didn't have a lot of hours under his belt. He'd been broadcasting with me, but sitting in my seat's a little different. And so I asked him to do that, and I asked our regular instructor to work with him, and they both agreed to do that. And so Captain John Reagan was prepared with some financial dialogue with another instructor, the regular Monday guy. And so I was listening in getting ready in the morning for the convention in Las Vegas, and I was listening to our broadcast. And it was going fine. We hit the bottom of the hour, first hour, 30 minutes under the belt, and the regular Monday instructor said, "Hey, I got to make some phone calls. I got to go by. See ya." And left.
What?
Yep. He left. So Captain John Reagan was not prepared for that. And it was wrong for the regular Monday instructor to do that. And I was livid. How could somebody do that? Just leave. Well, that's what he did. And then I happened to see this this instructor. That was, by the way, that was the last time that instructor was on the air. That was it. You know, sometimes there's three strikes, sometimes there's two strikes, sometimes there's one strike. It was so egregious to me to leave Captain John Reagan in a lurch like that, totally unprepared for that. And Captain John Reagan kept the broadcast together. He didn't walk off and say, you know what, my guy was supposed to be here. He left, so I'm leaving. He didn't do that. He, and the term that I use, was treaded water for an hour and a half all by himself. I was furious. And that's the last time that instructor has ever been on the air. He's not coming back. Now, over the years, he's contacted me and said, hey, Vin, you don't want to advertise? You know, I want to advertise on USA Prepares. No. 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 No, I don't want anything to do with him. Because he walked away from a commitment. And that's the problem today. The problem is people take commitments lightly. They're cavalier with their commitments. Oh, like, you know, hey, listen, I'll show up to your place on Tuesday, okay? And I wait and wait and wait, and Tuesday, the guy doesn't show up, or the gal doesn't show up. How often do you think I'm going to wait on Tuesday or Wednesday or any other day for that person? Never. Okay? I was talking with Ron Allen. Ron Allen is the voice of USA Prepares. He's the intro guy, the introduction guy. And I invited him to be on the air. And we were talking about how people are cavalier with making appointments. So he has training sessions. He carves out hours of time for individual training classes, and people cancel. And I said, Ron, and this was just a couple days ago. And by the way, Ron's going to be on the air with us in a couple weeks on a Friday. And he said, I'm putting this in pen on my calendar. Because he's telling me that he's not making a cavalier appointment. And unless there's something that happens with his family or some unforeseen emergency, he's going to be there. And so am I. Well, the point is, he had a client who changes, cancels the appointment. Now, that's revenue lost. So I said, Ron, I have a New Year's resolution, the same one as last year, to increase my intolerance. One chance. Guy cancels once, no problem. We don't have to make any more appointments. We're done. Gwyneth, any comments?
I can really understand that, because it comes down to the same thing. I think I would like to talk now just quickly about, this is kind of on the same topic, okay, not too distantly related. I went to a party on the weekend. I think I've told you about my party. Should I talk about my party?
Yeah, I just want to tell David he's welcome to stay with us if you'd like, David.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that David would like to hear this too, because this is it's about the municipality. There was this lady at the party, and she worked for the municipality. And we had a double-speak conversation. Hang on, because she, you know, I said, listen, you work for a corporation that extorts money out of people.
Yeah.
You know? And she said, yeah. Oh, we don't extort money out of anyone.
We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
USA USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addressing the nation at this hour to discuss last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that host American troops. The Pentagon now says 15 missiles were fired at those bases, and there were no American casualties and only limited damage. And Iran says the strikes were a response to the U.S. drone strike that killed its top general last week. Former acting CIA Chief Mike Morrell saying those strikes last night were, in fact, rather limited.
A relatively small number of missiles, no casualties. It suggested to me that the Iranians may be sending a signal here that, look, we have to respond, but we don't want to escalate this.
He spoke on CBS News. They're searching for a suspect after a shooting near Canada's parliament in Ottawa this morning leaves one person dead and at least three others wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You can look her up on your favorite search engine. Hopefully that would be Start Page or DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo. And we're talking about she went to a party and she met a member of the extortion cartel who said, no, we're not part of the extortion. We don't have a gun to your head. No. Gwyneth, please continue.
Yeah, and so anyway, after about 20 minutes of this conversation where she claimed that, yes, they were a government, you know, I said, but you've got an ABN, and under Australian corporate law, that makes you a corporation. No, we're not a corporation, but you charge, you know, you charge taxes. She says, no, we don't. And I said, yes, you do. Property rates. Land rates. And she says, no, that's not a tax, it's a fee. And I said, what? No, I didn't agree to any contract. You know, I don't owe you anything. I don't owe your whatever you want to call it, anything. And, you know, and then anyway, this went on for about, you know, however long it went on for. And then I said, well, it's like this. You're a corporation and I don't consent to contract with you. And she said, that's your opinion. And I said, no, it's not. That's the law. And then, you know what she said? She said, well, Jesus says we have to pay our taxes. And then I said to myself, not to her, because at this point my jaw was sort of hanging open. And I said to myself, I thought you said they weren't taxes. That's what these people are like. They are our enemy. Okay? I don't think they've actually, in hindsight, I don't think they've actually ever been anything other than an enemy. Okay? But it's just now, lately, they've been uncloaking themselves. And, you know, but the thing is, I would like to announce something today, Vincent. I would like to announce, okay, and I know that I'm not the only one in Australia doing this, but I'm going to announce it internationally. I'm going to announce a lawful Article 61 of the Magna Carta rebellion in Australia on international radio, and I would like to name that lawful rebellion against an unjust, tyrannical government here in the state of Victoria and Australia-wide, and I would like to name it the Puppy Rebellion. And do you know why I'm calling it the Puppy Rebellion?
Actually, I think I do. I think it's because people unnamed are raising puppies, and the big corporation posing as government says you can't raise puppies without approval and paying fees for the privilege of raising puppies.
Yeah, you actually get into more trouble here in the state of Victoria for having a marijuana crop in your backyard. Sorry, you actually get into more trouble here in Victoria for raising puppies than you would if you had a little marijuana crop in the backyard. Can you believe that?
Of course. Of course I can.
But the people in charge who think they're in charge have actually got to the point now where they have got more of a problem with somebody having a litter of puppies in their backyard and, you know, then advertising them, sending them on to Loving Homes or whatever, Free to Good Home, however they want to you know, send those puppies on. They have more of a problem with those people. They are full on likely to SWAT raid that property than if they had a few hemp plants growing among the tomatoes in their vegetable garden.
Let me comment on this for a second, and I'd love to hear David's opinion. So we live in the middle of nowhere, and the people have raised puppies here. But the GDP in Missouri said, well, you know, this is not right. You can't have a puppy facility. You've got to be licensed by, you know, the big corporation and taxed and so forth and inspected and detected and rejected. So we have a neighbor who has this magnificent facility. And let's say it's the size of a three-car garage. And let's say it looks like a brand-new three-car garage. It's got a concrete floor on the inside, And it has individual doggy doors so the dogs can go in and out at their pleasure. Swinging doggy doors. It's nice and warm on the inside. If they want to play on the outside, there's a fenced-in area that's a chain-link fence where each one can go out at will. They can eat at the appropriate time. They get water. They're out of the sun, and it's not on dirt. Okay, it's a very expensive facility, probably $40,000 to raise puppies, right? Well, the government in Missouri has decided that it's their duty to inspect these things, and it's such a pain in the neck with these inspectors and rejectors that one family gave up, another family gave up, another family gave up, running a bona fide top-of-the-line, purebred puppy-raising business because of these government oppressors. And they think that it's their duty to give you a rough time. Judy and John Dollarhite, I know them. They raise rabbits. And the U.S. came after them and fined them $1 million. And couldn't explain exactly why they did whatever it allegedly was done wrong. Well, there's some rust on this rabbit cage. Well, no kidding. If the rabbits pee on its galvanized wire cage, it's going to rust. But the rust, it wasn't like it was dangerous. It wasn't rusted through. Just one small patch. Well, $1 million later, that's what happened. Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole is the name of Judy Dollarhite's book. So these guys are in our face. They want whatever we have, and they think it is their duty to give us a hard time. And when it turns into The Walking Dead, I hope these people have a nice time. I hope they do, because when it's open season, I don't think people are going to forget that their family farm was sold on the courthouse steps because of some jerk who feels real important with one of these government corporation jobs. They're not productive. They're in the way of productivity. David, your thoughts?
They want to try to find any way they can to take. And they can get away with it, you know, for the most part. And
David, you have experience with Leo. Have you heard or seen firsthand from a member of Leo, which could be your father when he was alive, or some of his peers, planting evidence? Is that something that actually happens, or is that a myth?
Oh, that absolutely happens. Absolutely happens. Matter of fact, they made it a point to show how they can create any issue, pin anything on anybody, just to try to keep me under control. And I was only a little kid when they started showing me that anything they can do, they would do it right in front of me.
Let me explain to the audience. The audience is probably trying to figure out why they would show you to prevent you from talking. The plan was that if David saw these things and he were brought to the stand to talk about them, they were so pervasive and so egregious and so illegal that the police, the judge, the prosecutor, who are all on the same side, would not allow David to be on the stand, because somebody could say, well, David, is there such thing as corruption? David, do the cops plant evidence? Have you ever seen it, David? So to prevent him from talking, they showed him. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. And we're not just talking local police. We're talking about all the way up in the federal level. Yeah.
Gwyneth?
So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vincent. I actually have a litter of puppies here at the moment, okay? My little lady who gave birth, she's a Jack Russell Kelpie cross. And the sire is a Jack Russell Border Collie cross. Okay, so they're mixed breed puppies. And she's made her puppy nest behind the sofa. And that's how we raise puppies here. And during, you know, today for the first time, we had puppies all over the living room. While I was, you know, doing my research and all of that on the internet. And so cute. You know, how could anybody have a problem with these guys? But they came out from behind the sofa. She had made her nest, you know, behind the sofa. By the way, if there's anyone here listening in Victoria or New South Wales or South Australia who would really love a, you know, really good, smart, intelligent, well-bred, smallish, alert little watchdog, they can feel free to email me at USA Prepares, and I'll be able to help them, okay? Because we have puppies here at the moment, and I dare the dog ranger, I dare the municipality to come around here and make an issue about it. I dare the RSPCA to come around here and make an issue out of it, because guess what? If they do, they're going to be famous. Is that agreed, Vincent?
Absolutely. And by the way, is the Queen approved this?
I don't know, but I know that her dogs have probably had puppies behind the sofa in the past. Gosh, she has enough of them, and I wonder if the dog ranger comes and gives her a bad time.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking you if you think the Queen has approved the puppy battalion and their tactics and their invasion.
I don't think she would. I don't think she would, because actually she would be as subject to that law as anybody.
Mm.
And she likes breeding dogs, too. Yeah, her dogs are a bit more highly bred and fancy than my dogs. But my dogs are healthy, and, you know, they love me. They're mostly free range, you know. And, yeah, but I dare the dog ranger, the SPCA or whoever, to come around here and make an issue about me having a litter of puppies behind the sofa, because we'll make them famous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if the Queen wants to come on the air and talk about this, we'll be just, I'll tell you what, I'll give her the number right now. We'll call her, but if she wants to contact us, 866-582-9933, or she can go to, Genesis Communications Network's website, which is GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com, and you'll see the international number. I'm sure that her phone will reach all the way to the United States, and she can call us, and we'll put her on the air. Yep.
Yep.
Be glad to.
I'll bet you've never had a broadcast like this before, Vincent.
Where we're inviting the Queen to join? No, it's the first one.
Puppies behind the sofa.
Well, no. Well, okay. But, yeah, we've had puppies behind the sofa here at our house. David, your thoughts when we come back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do
all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, if you'd like to find Gwyneth Isaacs, you can go to just go to your search engine, Gwyneth Isaacs, GUINEITHISAACS. And if you're interested in buying her book, it's on Amazon.com. And David, your thoughts? Did you have any comments about these puppies and the invasion of people who are usurping authority and coming over to our homes to tell us what we can and can't do in our own lives?
Yes, I have a couple. Yeah, I have a couple. I can comment on both. Really quick, when we first moved to Southern Illinois, they had situations called occupancy permits. You may have heard of them. I never did at the time. I was kind of shocked. We did that. Now, before we left the place, the lady at the courthouse, you're going to need a parking sticker. We don't drive anymore. We don't have a vehicle. We don't drive anymore. But they're on sale. I'm like, what? But they're on sale. Did you hear what I just said? We don't have a car. We don't drive anymore. And if you buy, they're on sale. And if you buy two, the second one's half price. I'm like, no, wait a minute. You understand? I might as well take my money outside and burn it. And the lady's like, why would you do that? That's actually technically illegal. I'm like, lady, do you understand? I do not have a car. We don't drive anymore. But you don't understand. They're on sale. Now, this has got to be the dumbest conversation. She couldn't understand why. It was worthless for me to buy these stupid parking stickers, car stickers, right? it was all about money. They just keep pushing it. Don't care. Find a way to get it. But now this, I have an observation about all these farms. Now, you can tell me if these puppy places in the United States or farms, they don't seem to mess with the people they need to, that don't care, they don't treat them well, they're locked up in cages with grass or brush going through them. They will go harass the people. They know they have the resources. They know they have the money. They know they take care of them because that's what they're looking for. And just like farms like you, they will attack you, but they won't care about the farmer who just doesn't care about feeding his cattle, his herd of horses, taking care of them, or nothing. There's not much resources for them to get there. They want the bulk. I mean, do you think I'm wrong with that opinion?
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. And I think here's an approach. So one of these helpers from the corporation shows up at your house and says, I need to take a look around. Oh, I really appreciate you being here. Before we get started, how do you spell your first name and your last name? And what did you say your phone number is at home and at the office? And where did you say you lived? Because you're at my house and you know where I live. Before I can help you, where did you say you live? Okay, so I've got your name, the government corporation division that you are paid by. Oh, and I need your business card. Thank you very much. And I've got your home phone number, your work phone number, and your home address. And it says on the business card your office address. Thank you very much. Okay, so if you want to come here, you're going to need to make an appointment. So, and I don't know if I'm going to let you come back, but you can let me know why you want to come here, and maybe I'll let you come back. Probably not, though. So you're going to have to leave now. That's how I would handle that. Of course, unless you have a search warrant.
I would be a bit more direct.
Oh, I thought that was pretty direct.
My freaking land.
Well, no. First, I want to know who. First, I want to know who it is. Then I invite them to leave.
Yeah.
Then I invite them to leave.
That's probably a good idea. Then you can sue them.
Now
I don't like
dogs.
Yes. Yeah. We have dogs. Yes.
And you know something? Every one of these people, the dog ranger and all the rest of them, they're absolutely terrified of being sued.
Mm-hmm. Individually. Individually.
Absolutely terrified of it.
Yes, David.
Perhaps even more frightened of that than the guy coming down their driveway of their own personal house with a firearm. They're more terrified of somebody suing them than somebody physically attacking them, in my humble opinion. That's just from what I've seen.
I agree with that.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that. David asked if we have dogs. Yes, we do. We have all colors and sizes, and I like the big ones, you know, with the large jaws,
yeah.
the ones that could tackle a person. I like German Shepherds. We've had a Neapolitan Mastiff. Neapolitan Mastiffs are the dogs that guarded the combatants in the Roman Colosseum. It kept them, you know, ready to fight so they couldn't get out before the fight. That's the kind of dog they are. We have an English Mastiff, Thomas Jefferson. He's alert, and I tell him, you know, people come, they say, does that dog bite? Well, he hasn't bitten anyone all day.
treat them like family. You never have to ask them to protect you. They'll do it automatically.
That's exactly right. And our dogs are family. And when I leave the farm, I tell the dogs, all right, guys, you're in charge. TJ, you're in charge. And you have my authorization to eat anyone who trespasses on the property. You're authorized. David, thank you so much for being with us. I love it when
you
call Gwyneth. I love broadcasting with you as well. Thank you for taking your time, both of you.
God bless
you. I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.